Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Three Tune Tuesday. I am your host, Bonaparte, and this is my opportunity to whisk you away to a time when wind-up phonographs were the height of technology, and the art of recording music was still a wonder of acoustics. Today is Tuesday, June the 25th, and you have found your way to my digital abode, a quaint cottage nestled in the sprawling digital countryside, where all are welcome. Please, step inside and make yourself comfortable. Envision yourself settling into a large, plush Victorian chair, the kind that envelops you in comfort, with an old-fashioned stand-up radio beside you. Close your eyes, and let me guide you on a journey through time, back to the dawn of recorded music. Today we celebrate the anthem of the women's suffrage movement, a time when melodies became the rallying cries for change and equality. These songs, filled with fervor and hope, capture the spirit of a movement that reshaped society and championed the rights of women. Today we're exploring songs that not only entertained but also empowered, resonating with the struggle and triumphs of the early 20th century suffrage movement. This was a period marked by relentless advocacy and courageous women who fought tirelessly for the right to vote. Now, as we listen to these anthems, we'll uncover the stories of these individuals and the cultural shifts that accompanied their journey. The women's suffrage movement was more than just a political campaign. It was a profound social transformation. In a time when women were largely excluded from the public sphere, these songs played a pivotal role in rallying support and spreading the suffrage message. Music became a powerful tool for uniting voices, bridging divides, and inspiring action. From parlor rooms to public rallies, these anthems echoed the demands for justice and equality, leaving a mark on history. Our first song today is Fall in Line, a suffrage march performed by the Victor Military Band in 1914. This piece serves as a quintessential example of how the suffrage movement harnessed the power of song to unite and inspire. Written during a time of heightened activism, Fall in Line became a beacon guiding women and their allies as they marched toward equality. The significance of the song lies in its role as a marching anthem, designed to instill a sense of unity and strength among their supporters. The lyrics and the rhythm of the music echo the sentiments of solidarity and resolve, urging listeners to join the cause and stand firm in their pursuit of justice. Marching songs like this one were essential in fostering a collective identity among suffragists, reinforcing the idea that they were part of a larger, even unstoppable movement. The choice of military band music was deliberate. The disciplined and structured nature of the music evoked a sense of order and determination, mirroring the disciplined efforts of the suffragists themselves. As we listen to the song, we can imagine the resolute faces and steadfast hearts of the women who marched to its beat, their spirits lifted by the harmonious blend of brass and percussion. Thank you. And now, a word from our sponsor, Skeleton Brew Coffee. If you're looking to elevate your coffee experience, Skeleton Brew is the way to go. Visit them at skeletonbrew.coffee, https, skeletonbrew.coffee, to discover a world of exceptional fair trade coffee. Skeleton Brew is committed to quality and ethics, offering only fair trade coffee that ensures farmers receive a fair price for their hard work. Their coffee is all specialty grade, roasted in small batches, and only after you place your order, guaranteeing the freshest cup possible. Whether you prefer a light, bright roast or a dark, rich one, Skeleton Brew has you covered with 6 distinct roast types. And what's more is that Skeleton Brew donates 10% of all sales to nonprofit arts organizations, supporting creativity and culture. And as a special treat for 3Tune Tuesday listeners, you can enjoy a 10% discount on your order by using the code TUNE10, that's TUNE10, at checkout. So go ahead and check yourself in and check out a cup of premium coffee with Skeleton Brew. Our next song is a delightful adaptation of the traditional tune "Oh Dear, What Can the Matter Be?", performed by Ray Herbeck. This familiar melody was cleverly repurposed during the women's suffrage movement, transforming a well-known nursery rhyme into a powerful vehicle for advocacy and change. It has a catchy and a memorable tune, and it made it an effective tool for spreading the suffrage message far and wide. The historical roots of the song date back to the 18th century, where it was originally a folk song. Folk songs were very popular for passing down messages and knowledge from generation to generation. Suffragists saw the potential in the widespread recognition and easy-to-sing melody, using it to craft lyrics that highlighted the injustices faced by women and their demand for the right to vote. By using a tune that was already ingrained in the public consciousness, they ensured that their message would be instantly recognizable and hard to ignore. And adapting a familiar song played a crucial role in engaging to a broader audience. Its humorous and yet relatable lyrics made the serious issue of women's suffrage accessible to people of all ages and backgrounds. The lighthearted approach did not diminish the gravity of the message, but instead drew listeners in, encouraging them to think critically about the status quo. As we listen to this particular rendition by Ray Herbeck, let's appreciate how this ingenious adaptation helped to sway public opinion and garner support for the suffrage cause.
Thank you. what can the matter be? Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Johnny's so long at the fair. He promised to bring me a basket of posies, a garden of lilies, a gift of red roses, a little straw hat to set off the blue ribbons that tie up my bonny brown hair. Oh, 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 what can the matter be?
Now let's take a moment for another intermission to talk about something that is close to my heart, and that is, of course, Blind Skeleton. If you're a fan of vintage and antique entertainment, you'll find a treasure trove of content at the Blind Skeleton website at blindskeleton.one. Our website is brimming with fascinating blog articles that delve into the history of silent movies, black and white films, the golden age of radio, and much more. Whether you're looking for in-depth movie reviews or intriguing historical articles, Blind Skeleton has it there for you, crafted with a passion for preserving and celebrating the past. We also encourage you to join our community on social media. Engage with us, share your thoughts, and connect with fellow enthusiasts who share your same love for vintage entertainment. At Blind Skeleton, we believe in keeping the spirit of yesteryear alive and vibrant, and we'd love for you to be a part of our journey. Our third and final song for today is She's Good Enough to Be Your Baby's Mother, performed by Anna Chandler in 1916. This song takes a unique approach to advocating for women's suffrage by drawing on the familiar and relatable themes of family and domestic life. It's a poignant reminder that the personal is indeed political, and it uses the everyday experiences of women to make a compelling case for their right to vote. She's Good Enough to Be Your Baby's Mother argues that if women are entrusted with the crucial responsibilities of raising children and managing households, they are certainly capable of participating in the democratic process. The song highlights the skills, intelligence, and dedication that women bring to their roles as mothers and caregivers, challenging the notion that these qualities are incompatible with political engagement. By framing the suffrage argument within the context of family life, the song made the cause more accessible and persuasive to a broader audience. This song played a significant role in challenging traditional gender roles and advocating for equality. It not only questioned the societal norms that confined women to the private sphere, but also celebrated their contributions and capabilities.
No man is greater than his mother. No man is half old. No man is better than the wife he loves. Her love will guide him, whatever betide him. She's good enough to love you and adore you. She's good enough to bear your troubles for you. And if your tears were falling today, nobody else would kiss them away. She's good enough to warm your heart with kisses when you are lonesome and blue. She's good enough to be your baby's mother, and she's good enough to vote with you. The world in war and sadness, we must protest in vain. Let's hope and pray someday we'll hear her say, stop all your madness, I bring you gladness. She's good adore you. Victorina, to bear your troubles for you, as if your tears were falling today. Nobody else would give them away. Victorina, to warm your heart with kisses when you are alone, lonely and blue. She's good enough to be your baby's mother, and she's good enough to vote with you. She's good enough to give you old Abe Lincoln. She's good enough to give you Grant and Sherman, Robert E. Lee, and Washington too. She wrote so true, she gave them to you. She's good enough to give you Teddy Roosevelt, Thomas A. Edison too. She's good enough to give you Woodrow Wilson, and she's good enough to vote with you.
And with that, we've come to the end of this episode of Three Tune Tuesday. Let's take a moment to reflect on the anthems that we've explored today. Our theme, Women's Suffrage Anthems, has guided us through songs that were more than just melodies and tunes. They were rallying cries that united a movement and inspired change. From the disciplined determination of Fall in Line, to the relatable charm of Oh Dear, What Can the Matter Be?, and the heartfelt advocacy in She's Good Enough to Be Your Baby's Mother, these songs encapsulate the spirit and strength of the women's suffrage movement. So thank you for joining me on this musical journey through history today. Your presence and passion make each episode very special. I hope that today's selections have entertained and inspired, and helped you reflect on the immense progress made through the tireless efforts of those who fought for women's rights, and the ongoing journey toward equality and justice. Join me again next week for another episode of Three Tune Tuesday, where we will explore more captivating stories and melodies from the past. Until then, keep the music in your heart, and have a great week.